It's a nice day if you're a fan of the Gold Coast Suns.
And the Gold Coast have kicked back-to-back goals here.
Suns by a point!
The Suns are going to win it. They've been brilliant.
Okay, the On the Sidelines podcast with Spider, all things Gold Coast Sun Spider, and a bit confused. Was it round zero last week or round one? How's it worked?
Opening round and then round one this weekend. Absolute waste of time. And look, to be honest, it was great that the Northern States got good numbers, 22,000 at People's First Stadium. The Giants got big numbers, but let's be honest, they're playing big. There's a story behind every game, so they would have got those numbers anyway, I reckon.
I reckon the game of last week was definitely up here because Dimmer taking on his old side, the Tigers.
Yeah, and look, I think looking at the game now, going out there, it was fantastic. The crowd was amongst it. There were a lot of Tigers fans. Every time Dimmer went up on the big screen, there was a lot of booze going around the crowd.
Well, I was driving home from here on Thursday afternoon, and I saw, in Broadbeach, I saw a whole bunch of Tigers fans. They had the Richmond jumpers on. I'm thinking, okay, they've come up.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely. They reckon about 7,000 come up to fans come up to watch the game, which is fantastic for local tourism. But, the game itself was magnificent. The first half, I don't think, you can just, the Gold Coast Suns, you couldn't falter. But at the same time, Richmond were missing their key targets. Dusty was out, Nankervis was out, Tommy Lynch was out. Yeah. So we saw only on Thursday night when they come back to play Carlton that suddenly, Richmond are a pretty good team. So you can take a lot away from that, but at the same time, you sit there and go, the Gold Coast Suns still won. They had a lapse in the third quarter, but they still went on to have a convincing win. A
couple of things I wanted to ask you. I think the Tigers had 2 goals in the first half. I mean, around about that?
Yeah, but then they really controlled the third quarter as well, the second half. So you kind of, game of two halves, but the Suns did look impressive. I really like their... You can't say they're lower-tiered players, but we know what you're going to get out of Rau, Anderson, Miller, Witts. It's the next, the guys that are, on the list between 15 and 22.
Yes.
They're the ones that need to step up. And those guys, if they step up, that's when you start playing finals consistently. And they absolutely did on the weekend.
What about the young kid, Bodie Euland? I saw a little bit of Dimmer during the week. He talked about this play. The game was pretty much over. And he just it was gut running, and it was a smother, and he went again for the ball. I mean, that's the sort of stuff that a coach wants to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what builds great sides, and that's what builds premiership sides. You look at Geelong a couple of years ago when they were 80 points, 70 points up in the grand final. And they were still doing that at the 23-minute mark of the grand final day when they knew they were only 3 minutes away from standing on a stage winning the premiership. So that's what builds great footy clubs.
Okay, so first game of the Dimmer era for the Gold Coast Suns. Did you see a difference in their style of play?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm about to catch up with Will Powell, which I thought he played a magnificent game.
Cracker,
But I'll tell you the difference I find after we listen to the chat because there's a different vibe around People's First Stadium right now.
Yeah, well, Will Powell is the story of the week and some of Will's work. He is a jet.
Swallow. He'll set a high ball to the 50. And a couple of beat, brought it to ground. Got it to Powell. And end-to-end stuff from the Suns, and they get the first of the game. Tees it up to the top of the square. Powell, best position again.
Bit of Will in action, and during the week, a contract extension for him.
If they said, mate, we're going to draft you and you're going to play till you're 29 and hopefully more and play 100 games, I would have laughed at them because I would never have thought of got this far.
Well, we wonder if he's changed his ways. We'll find out now. He is a dad. He was known as the pest of the football club, and we wouldn't want him to change any other way. But Will Powell joins us right now. Will, thanks for joining us. Round one's done and dusted. We look forward to round two. But you just said you've just finished bathing the young fella.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Spider. It's been a bit of a whirlwind couple of weeks. It's gone baby boy into... great round one win into contract, and now you have to sort of steady the ship and go again this week for round two.
Congratulations on the contract extension, of course. Probably even 24 months ago, you would have thought, oh, I don't know, then 12 months ago, you've had a really tough couple of years. But I think the character that you've shown, the club's shown faith as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's the biggest thing that the club's shown faith, and they showed faith in me in day one, and I've always said that I wanted to be a one-club player, and I'm able to do that now thanks to the club allowing me to sign on for
longer than what I would have expected.
Oh, look, I don't think so. I think the way you showed over the weekend, you've always had that glimpses of brilliance and those gains. But like anyone, and I'm sure you're exactly the same, you'd like to be able to, you know, play a whole year out injury-free.
Yeah, that's the number one goal, I think, for me personally. My little target is to play a whole year. I don't think I haven't strung a whole year of games together in my career so far. So that'll be a big challenge, but the challenge I'm looking forward to.
Let's have a look at your pre-season. It was one of the better pre-seasons you've had.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was looked after this pre-season in terms of my body, and I still push myself to where I could be pushed, just to get the most out of my ankle and coming back from that, just to be have a good mindset and just not worry about it when it comes to games and is it going to be good, is it going to be bad. So, yeah, I had a really good, successful pre-season to set me up for the year.
Well, 22,000 people out there on the weekend saw the opening round, of course, taking on Richmond. Beat Richmond the first half was pretty convincingly, but for yourself personally, you know, 28 touches, 20 kicks, 8 handballs, 9 marks, you're pretty dominant in the air. Must have been pretty impressed.
Yeah, I'm just a product of a very good system, Spider, to be honest with you. It's a pretty easy game when the middies and the forwards put pressure up on the ball and force hat kicks. Honestly, the system and the players around me that make me able to go out and play my role is second to none.
A lot of people call it stupid, don't they? But if every player plays their role, it seems to go all right.
Oh, definitely. And Dimmer's given us this structure and system to go by. And you've seen by the first half of on the weekend when we go by that system and structure, we can produce some pretty good footy.
Who really stood out? Because Rowley had a cracking game. Jared Witch was very, very good. Then you got Kingy that kicked 5. Which one stood out for you, round one?
I reckon Connor Butterick. I will always be his biggest advocator, and I just love the way he goes about his footy. He's just such a selfless player, and honestly, he makes playing in the back line a lot easier just because he does everything. He can rebound, he can go one-on-one, he's got the voice, he's got the leadership to set us up on offence as well as defence. So watching that back, especially from behind the goals, he's directing where to go. He should be in for a very exciting year.
And looking forward to this week. We know it's only round 2, Adelaide at home. Another massive challenge. They only just missed out on the finals. They were jibbed through an umpire decision. But, you know, when you look at the midfield of Witt, Anderson, Rao, Miller versus Rochelle, Sloan, Dawson, O'Brien, pretty competitive in there.
Yeah, it'll be red hot this weekend. It'll come down to the contest and who's willing to go harder for longer, really, I reckon.
What about, you know, now fatherhood? You were known, and we spoke to a lot of players throughout last year, and I think you got 80% of the votes as the biggest pest at the football club. Pest in a good way, but, you know, like everyone said, oh, yeah, willpower, as the biggest pest. Have you calmed that down because you've got your own child now, or are you just saying, you know what, I'm still going to be the pest?
No, I'm still the pest. If anything, I've got someone around the house that has the... So same IQ as me, so we dance off each other pretty well. Oh, that's good.
And before I let you go, you know, we do encourage everybody to get down over the weekend. In front of 22,000 on the weekend, just gone, is pretty good, isn't it? Like, being able to play in front of those big crowds, and even though the Tigers had a bit of support there, it was nice to be able to quieten them down and allow our fans to cheer.
Oh, 100%. It's fantastic, especially when you get a big crowd at people's first stadium. It's an amphitheatre when it gets packed. It feels like there's 30, 40 instead of 20. The noise it produces is great.
Well, we look forward to this weekend. Thank you very much for joining us, taking your time out of your schedule. I know it's busy, especially when you've got kids, but have you actually got a jumper for the young fella?
Well, he doesn't fit into anything at the moment. He was born quite small. So we're just waiting for a couple of months till he thickens out, just like his dad. He'll probably be a late bloomer.
But you've got one sitting there ready, surely.
Yeah, there's definitely one there with number 27 on the back of it.
Beautiful. We love it. Well, good luck on the weekend. Hopefully you can get over the Crows 2-2 zip to start the year. You wouldn't ask for anything better than that. Good luck.
Thank you, Spider.
Well, Spider, you catching up with Will Powell, extending his contract to the Gold Coast Suns. And just, I was at that game where he broke his leg.
Yeah.
And I was with my young fella, and we were really close to it. And he's gone, Dad, I think he's done an injury. And I looked at his leg and it was round the wrong way. It was horrific. And that could have been career ending.
Well, as I mentioned in there, you know, just the fact that, you know, coming, just the mental toughness to come back off two big injuries. And, you know, he just wants to be able to play 24 games throughout the year. So, you know, the club's shown faith in him, but also he's shown a lot of faith as well. And the way he played on the weekend was magnificent. Now, this weekend against Adelaide, totally different story. You know, Adelaide, top eight team. You know, there's a lot of hype around their midfield v midfield, but, you know, big Tex Walker's out. So Adelaide's got their two key forwards out, and you've just got to beat what comes out in front of you. So, you know, with the outs for Adelaide, absolutely helps the Gold Coast Suns, but you know what? You can't do anything about it. You've got to take advantage. But what I'm feeling at the moment, at People's First Stadium around the Dimmer era,
is it a fortress?
The way they're talking. The way they're talking at the moment, they're all talking as one. They're all talking. Their language, if you listen to interviews, and it doesn't matter who you listen to from the Gold Coast Suns, and you would have heard a little bit in there about Will Power, said, gee, you had a good game on the weekend, and it was like everybody around me made me that good.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody you hear from. So it's more about talking about the team as one. So the language has changed at the Gold Coast Suns. There's no doubt. The language is the first bit. You've got to believe and change the language, and then you can change your behaviours. So you can hear through the media they're changing their language, which will change their behaviours, which will set them up for the next few years. So you definitely see a lot of change there.
So it's not a team of champions. It's a champion team.
That's what they're trying to build. And even, you know, you hear a press conference from Dimmer, you know, on Thursday, and same thing. You could just hear, he confused me a little bit, but he was talking change, and he was talking it up, but he was talking in as one. So it's just a different mindset.
Yeah, they'd be energized going into this game and back at People First Stadium, Carrara, which is unusual to have two home games in the first two rounds.
I tell you what, win this game and buy the Gold Coast Bulletin, go out and buy every one of them you can, because they'll be on top of the ladder 2 weeks in a row. Unheard of. So fantastic.
I took a screenshot, actually, of ladder after. Well, there you go. Look at that. There's evidence they're on top of the table.
GWS second. So the two new teams were first and second at the moment.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Yeah. All right. Adelaide v the Gold Coast Suns. What's going on?
Yeah, look, I don't know. To be honest, the Gold Coast Suns got every chance with the two big Adelaide forwards, but Adelaide are a very, very good team. I'll say this much. If the Suns win this game, and I know it's early on in the year, they could play finals.
I love that.
Because I definitely believed Adelaide were destined for finals under Matty Nicks. I reckon they're going to be a better side. They've got a very, very good side.
Yep.
If they win, and you've got to take your opportunities, so Adelaide have got a couple out, make sure you utilise those opportunities. So they've got every chance of winning, and if they do, they're an absolute biggest step forward to play finals.
Okay, great. And Matt Rowell, just touch on him. You've got him only after the first round. I get it, but you've got him as a bit of a smoky for the Brownlow early on.
I don't think he's smoky anymore. He's come in a fair bit. When you have 20 clearances, you know, a side has 23 himself for the week, and he has 20 by himself. So now he's looking fit and he's hunting the ball. And when you got Jared Witts putting it to places and then the guys running onto it, that's a very good combo.
He was in beast mode. All right. Another episode of the On the Sidelines with Spider podcast, all things Gold Coast Suns.